Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Plenty of local guests dropping into our OB van, and sitting right beside him now is David Payne. He's got three live chances tomorrow here at Rose Hill. Morning to you, Dave.
Good, Andrew, and yourself?
Very well indeed. Just a little bit of niggling rain yesterday. We've got a genuine, probably heavy eight at this stage.
Yeah, and no, I've just seen trapeze artists go around and spoke to the Sean, and it's a heavy eight.
Yeah. How are you all three going to cope with that?
Well, I think they'll be all right. Andrew, you know, the Ace I ran in the Champagne was a heavy 10, and he ran fourth, which is 1,600.
Yep.
So that's too short for him, so he shouldn't worry about it.
He got galloped on in the Australian Cup. How's he come out of that, Dave?
No, touch wood, he never missed a day's work. He had stitches, and nice. Perfect.
Would have been a nervous couple of days just to make sure that it stays clean and things like that, though.
Especially with the rain and the mud, we thought, well, you know, we're going day by day, but touch wood. Perfect.
So, I mean, do you rule the Australian Cup because of being galloped on? He was there and sort of between horses at a vital time, wasn't he?
Look, I would say he should have run fourth.
Yep.
But I don't think he could have beaten the winners.
Yep.
You know, the winner and the second horse. But I think he might be a little bit fitter now.
Okay.
You know, looking at him, he's trimmed up a bit, and I think he's just peaked at the right time.
So fourth up tomorrow, he might be a horse that sort of needs a few to get him there.
Yeah, well, look, he's a big gross horse. If you look at him, he always carries condition.
Yeah.
So, and if you look when he won the Derby, I think that was his fifth run. So he gets better.
Wide draw tomorrow. How do you play that?
With the
soft ground.
Soft ground. No, I think it's going to be cut up on the inside. So by
might
the time,
be all right.
time he runs, he might get away there.
Dave, you've been very consistent about Costello, that you've always had a good opinion. Now he's getting into the big stuff now. How do you see tomorrow?
Look, he's well. And Andrew, I was hoping the Autumn Sun wouldn't go there.
Yeah.
But I think they need the money.
I think they're going all right, the Autumn Sun team.
Yeah.
Look, he's a progressive type that looks like he's just going to eat up 2,000.
Look, we've been aiming him at the Derby, so this is more a prep run. But I think he'll be competitive. Look, I mean, the Autumn Sun, he's a different class. We'll be going for second, hopefully.
Yeah, but he is a horse that you've really just earmarked for the Derby. 2,400, Randwick, big track, plenty of pluses.
Yeah, now we've been waiting, yep.
Yep, okay. The other one is All Too Soon. What do we do with the last run?
I think put a pencil through it. You know, I was in Melbourne watching the race, and I thought she's too handy.
Yeah.
She's a filly you've got to leave alone.
Yep.
So she's got to be midfield at least, and the step up now to the 1900 is going to suit her.
Barrier 2 inside draw. So, Andrew, you plan just to ride back midfield somewhere there?
Yeah, I'll leave it to him.
Yeah.
Midfield and then try and come out. Yeah. Get off the fence if possible.
Because she can find here at this track, can't she?
Yeah, she seems to like it,
You've got three genuines tomorrow. I mean, it's a tough day. There always are when we get to carnival time, but they could all run really well for you tomorrow.
Yeah, look, it's either going to be a good day or a bad day.
Nah, you'll be right. Keep positive. Good on you, Dave. Thanks for dropping in. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew.